Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hey everybody, we're here talking with Kikau because you just went to the park.
I did. I went to Disneyland. I went on Monday with two very good friends of mine, Shannon and Sabrina. Self. And I've known Shannon for years doing theater with her as a performer, and we've collaborated, and she is awesome and a performer and choreographer and director. And Sabrina is her daughter, so she is in the third grade, and we went...
Third grade. How old is that?
Well, it's gotta be like...
Eight, nine?
Eight. Or, yeah, it's got to be eight.
Like, yeah, something like that. Okay.
Which is a very good question because, yeah, it is so great. First of all, in planning the trip, we had a conversation about whether or not we should Disney bound. And
ooh.
It was, I threw it out there. I said, hey, look, if you want a Disney bound, I can go to a Ross or a Marshalls and get something. I can figure it out.
It really, Ross or Marshalls or TJ Maxx is really the best place
best
for
place
all
to
of that, like, Disney bounding.
I mean, unless you have it in your closet, you should go to those places to get the little pieces. That's all I'm going to say. And actually...
Should we talk about that? Like, what is Disney bounding?
Sure. What is Disney bounding, Jacob?
Disney bounding is, from what I understand and what I've done, is you're sort of dressing... like the character in everyday clothing.
Right. So it's more inspired by.
Inspired. It's not costume. You're not wearing a costume. You're wearing normal everyday clothes that maybe happen to be in the world of Ariel.
Right.
You know.
So you and I have done. For our friend Jessica's birthday party, we Disney bounded as Ariel. Ariel's friends. I was Sebastian, you were...
Flounder.
And we wore just clothes that kind of gave you a little bit of the character I wore all red. It was, you know, it wasn't a crab outfit, but you got the point. And you?
And you had crab socks.
And I had crab socks. So you can kind of figure it out.
I wore, like, blue shorts and a yellow shirt. And I had, like, yellow and blue striped socks.
And so you were?
And I was Flounder. But we have a picture. Isn't there a picture of us somewhere? We'll put it in the show notes. We'll put our picture in
the
show
actually
notes.
Went to the Ariel's Grotto for that particular day.
We did.
And
we had
met
the character breakfast.
Ariel.
And met Ariel. And she was so excited. She got it right away. She was like, oh my gosh.
It was great.
Yeah, it was fun. That was fun.
We have also gone with Randall as I was Goofy, you were...
Donald.
And Randall was Mickey.
Mickey.
And that actually got a lot of... attention,
yeah.
And it was great.
It was fun. People, like, stopped us, took our picture. They were like, wait, are you guys? It was fun.
Yeah. And in this case, when with Shannon and Sabrina, it was actually Sabrina's idea to dress like the characters from Pinocchio. And this came from the fact that she actually just auditioned and was cast in a production of Pinocchio. So she is going to be the cat and... something else, I'm not exactly sure, but she's like a featured dancer and the cat, and so she was like, we are dressing up like Pinocchio, and Shannon is so awesome.
I love it.
And you know, it was able to pull together a little costume or a bound for her, and it was great because she wore a little yellow top. It was like a tea-dyed top, and she had like red suspenders and like this cute little red skirt, and her hair was such that it was like a little yellow band around her head, but then she also had a feather. And so it's interesting because people who knew, like, that she was Pinocchio. But if she was on her own, she could be possibly considered one half of Tweedledee and Tweedledum. So it was one of those interesting things where when she was standing next to Shannon, who was dressed as the Blue Fairy, or had was Disney bounding as the Blue Fairy with this cute little, like, swim top cover-up kind of thing, and she, of course, had wings. When they were together, people were totally like, oh my gosh, Pinocchio. And then I was going to dress up like Geppetto, but I found it a little difficult to find those vests. Like, now, Geppetto vest is pretty difficult to find.
That's not at Marshall's.
I tried to make my own, but that is a Pinterest fail or whatever those are called. Because I was like, I bought this shirt for like $10 and just sort of cut it up and kind of kept cutting.
Wait, do you have it? Can we take a picture and put it on the show notes?
Yeah, it's... bad. It's bad. Okay. But so anyways, the morning of, I was like, I have this pair of green shorts. I have a blue blazer. I have this white shirt. So I kind of just fashioned together what Jiminy Cricket would look like if he was a human being.
Oh, okay.
And it was basically people...
And 6 foot two.
And being 6 foot two. But people totally got it. But it the one thing they kind of kept asking for was like, but you don't have that hat. Like, you don't have the top hat. So I'm kind of don't get it. Which is why I actually bought a blue hat. I bought a blue hat. It sort of put together the outfit.
I see what. I see.
And okay. people got it.
But how fun. How fun for... So fun. For, it's a great, like, way to, like, have a little extra magic that day. Like, if you're going with a group, maybe Disney-bound.
Disney-bound.
There's so much on the internet about it.
All you need to do is type in... like, the character name and put Disneybound, and you will see many ideas. Yeah. Like, this is definitely a thing. For people who do not know this, this is definitely a thing.
It kind of ups it a notch. It's, like, a notch, well, several notches up from, like, the family vacation t-shirt.
Right.
You know, right. Everyone gets that t-shirt. There's 12 of you. You all look, you know, all have the same t-shirt. So do that one day, and then maybe one day Disneybound all together and pick a group.
You do kind of have to plan it out, though. Like, here's the thing with Disney bounding. Do not go so far as to really become a costume. And
yes, because we've seen this.
Yes.
And it's
not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. There was a tragic woman in the park, and I posted this picture on my own Facebook, but I'm going to put it on the Facebook, or on the Main Street and Beyond, which you should all like and follow. But there was a woman who was dressed like... basically wearing her version of Aurora in Sleeping Beauty. And she was, the full dress was great, like actually like a full out dress. It looks like the real costume. Her hair was blonde, but this woman was like tan, like major tan, and she was a chain smoker. Like literally had cigarettes in her hand as I saw her for the first time.
So Aurora is smoking.
Aurora smoking. And then she turned around and the back of her dress was completely open. Like it just, this dress did not fit, but she wore a white shirt underneath it. Anyways, it was like Aurora gone wild. Like when you see this, you're gonna be like, I can't believe it. And a friend of mine who was in the park actually took a picture of her and posted it on their Facebook, and I was like, you were in the park yesterday? Because I saw this woman all over the place.
Oh, no.
It's, to me, it was just a little too much. It was, like, a little too much, and it was technically okay, maybe, because she was so not like Aurora.
Right.
But it was a costume. It was an actual real-life costume, so it was just... if I was a little kid, I would have been confused about what I saw.
There are rules about that. Like, they will not let you come in costume, but I guess it was not enough to, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
It was enough to make it by, but ooh, Smoking Beauty.
Smoking Beauty. Oh, my God.
A little different.
That'll be the sequel.
Smoking Beauty. But... tell us, like, what did you do? Like, what was your day?
So, it's so fun. It started with we met up in the Penny Arcade in Main Street.
Main
Street and Beyond. And they actually start their day with this amazing gingerbread cookie with dipped in chocolate. So the second I walked in, they had a cookie ready for me. Like,
is this their tradition?
This is part of their tradition. They get
Shannon and Sabrina.
They go
gingerbread
and
cookie,
gingerbread
dipped
cookie
with chocolate.
Dipped with chocolate.
This sounds like a great snack. We should put it on our snacks episode.
Now, if you go back, listen to that snacks episode. So far,
lobster nachos are not a snack. I'm just going to say that. Okay, moving on.
Oh my gosh. People have disagreed with you, but I'm just going to say that. But so it was great. It was like the most magical thing. I walk in, here's little Pinocchio, blue fairy. They hand me a bag, and inside is this gingerbread cookie that is covered in chocolate. Anyways, delicious. It was actually delicious, and it was significant and a fantastic snack if you're looking for something. And basically what was so fun about it was that we really let Sabrina kind of dictate the day, and it was great because, as all premium APs, we just, like, went with it. Like, at this point, I've done it all, so it doesn't really matter what the day is.
Right. And here we're riding Winnie the Pooh 4 times.
And that's awesome. Fantastic. But what was so exciting about this day for her was that she is actually 7. This is funny that she's 7. And she is the height that is allowable to go on some of these rides on her own. So this was, like, actually a really big day.
Big deal.
Yes. So there were things that she was just like, oh my gosh, we have to write this, and we have to write that, and we have to do this, we have to do that. Basically, we spent some time in Disneyland, and that was so great, and we went on a few rides, and she's so cute, and she just was like, I want to ride in the front. And actually, oh my gosh, the day started out with going on Pinocchio's ride. We walked right in to Pinocchio's ride. That was the first step, first thing. We're dressed up in these costumes, we took pictures in front of the castle, and then we went through Fantasyland to ride Pinocchio's ride. Now, here's the thing. This is the fun little bit that was just so fun. We were in line, about to get in line, and one of the guys who takes pictures was like, just saw Sabrina and was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to take a picture of this girl. Like, I just have to. And what happened is he pulled us out of line, and people kept getting in the line, and he was this really just sweet guy, was just not satisfied with people being in the picture, watching the picture. Because if you're standing basically at King Arthur's carousel, looking at the Pinocchio ride, if a line is continuing out, it just sort of got in the way of his picture. So he was like being an artiste, and he was like, nope, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till that line goes in. And every time we waited, it kept getting further and further out. So I actually took pictures of him trying to take pictures of her, because he was just so, like, he wanted that perfect picture. It was just very sweet. He was like, here's a new idea. We're going to go in front of the whale that's in front of Storybook Land, the ride for Storybook Land.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're doing a photo shoot in front of the whale. So he just is like, going, he brought us all over there. He was like getting down, he was like on his knee, he was pushing people out of the way. Like, he was just trying to create a magical moment for, like, us.
That's so
and he
wonderful.
Was like, he was like, no one comes in here wearing Pinocchio stuff, so, like, we're making this happen. And so he was just so sweet, and there were really great pictures that were taken. And I took a picture. I definitely took a couple pictures of him taking pictures of Sabrina and of Shannon and all of us together, because it was just great. And then the other sort of Pinocchio specific thing that we did was we went on Storybook Land, got in line right after that. So technically that was our first ride. We went around and we took a couple pictures of Pinocchio being scared of the whale and, the girl who was our tour guide was like actually slowed down because she knew we were trying to get this picture. We took a couple pictures of the miniature Pinocchio area, the land.
Yeah.
And she was so great and let us take a couple pictures there.
Oh my gosh.
It was just, everyone was being so great. And that was great. And then we went on to other rides and we had a good time. The one thing I'm going to say, just, you know, our day was awesome, but, like, the one thing that I recommend everyone to do is to, like, go to the park with someone who is 7 or someone who is young, because we, you know, there's something about the energy that is just so genuine and real and full of imagination. And,
well, that make-believe is real. It's not make-believe.
It's so real.
It's real.
It's so real. And it was... It just made me feel like, oh, right. Like, there absolutely is magic here. I've always known that. But seeing it through her eyes was just that much more special.
There's magic.
Two things in particular I'll bring up. One, we went over and I had food at that little restaurant, the Hungry Bear restaurant, that's above the bathrooms, that is near Splash Mountain. You've never been there, but we're going.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. It is just so great. And we went there, and afterwards, I had a little run-in with Tiana, But that's like another little story. She was coming out and...
You said, hey, girl.
I said, hey, girl, how you doing? Apparently, one of the cast members or the person who was with her stepped on her dress just right after they passed us. And I don't know what they did or what happened, but I think that he got a little bit of her, the bottom of her dress, like, dirty or something or muddy.
Oh, and then she had to go back in.
They turned right back around and went back in. It was one of those moments where I was like, I also have a picture of that. So it was just...
Yeah. She can't be out there.
They literally... With a dirty dress? She was like, no. Howdy, y'all. She walked right out and then was like, nope, we gotta go back. And she waved at us and was like, I'm going back. So it was just great. I was like, I love this because it was not many people saw it, but it was just sort of one of those interesting things. Like, dirty dress? No, because it's gonna be photographed.
But she's a princess. She can't have a dirty dress. That's not allowable.
And I think it was, he just sort of stepped on her. It was just a total accident, and it, like, happened just after she said hello to me, and it was like, whoop, nope, we're going away. But the one thing I want to talk about is Sabrina going into, we got on the raft to go to Pirate's Lair, or also known as Tom Sawyer's Island.
Right.
And she was just so fun. Like, it was so magical. She told me what the game was gonna be. She was like, listen, we need to look for treasure. Like, she was being so serious. We need to look for treasure. She was like, if you see any pirates, maybe perhaps a pirate ship, we gotta hide. We gotta duck. She was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure, like, what we're gonna find. We might find something, but, like, I just feel like we should, like, take adventure to the next level. And I was like, okay. Like,
I'm on board. She gave you rules.
She gave me
and
rules.
Expectations.
Yeah, like, it was...
We got to take adventure to the next level.
Fantastic. And the second we crossed... Oh, actually, one of the funny things is she said, now, here's the thing. We are very poor. She's like, you have to remember that. She's like, part of this story, part of us is like... We are very poor.
Oh, she gave you backstory.
Backstory. So I was like, I said, so as we were crossing on the raft, I was like, Sabrina, I'm suddenly feeling very poor. And she was like, yeah. She just was like, right. Yeah. That's how it happens.
There. She was all of a sudden all over.
We go on. Now, this is not the first time this girl has done this. She knew all those caves. She knew what cave to start with. She knew what cave was second. She knew what cave was third. Uh-huh. We got into some of these crevices. Listen, I am 6'2", 6'3". And I fit myself in some of the tiniest little places. That is hilarious. Like, hilarious. It was not, I was able to fit in it, like, height-wise, but, like, there were moments where it was, I just don't understand how actual, real human beings do it. And mainly, I guess it's for little ones, but, like, I put myself in tiny little spots. But she just took me through this story and was basically, like, we saw that pirate ship go around and we, like, hid behind these bushes and she just was like, we have to explore all these caves, and she knew where all the different treasures were, so she was like, oh, this treasure's not real. Like, we gotta look for more. And one of my favorite moments is we get to the very far back, sort of the furthest away from the front of the island, and she looked out the side of this little, like, slit that was open, and she pointed her finger and she said, oh, treasure. And she like... She knew where that big, like, in the very far back, spoiler alert, there's a huge, like, display of treasure kind of near the graveyard, very far back. And she was just knew that it was there. She was like, oh, we've got to go get it. She goes, runs around, and she's like, you guys, we did it. We found treasure. She touches it and goes, this treasure's not real. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is, like, never ending. Anyways, total magical moment. We had so much fun. At one point, we were like, okay, this is done. And we crossed back, and that was that. And then the other really magical thing that I want to talk about is in California Disneyland, we did, she went on Screamin' Ride for the first time by herself. Like, she did the single rider line. She negotiated with Shannon to be able to, like, now, mommy, I'm just, you know, I'm old enough, I'm big enough, and I'm tall enough, and... I feel like it would be, it's like the right thing for me to, like, go on this while you guys wait on this ride. And she went in the single rider line, and we were going to wait for Midway Mania, but Shannon was so sweet. She was like, I think we gotta, like, come over there and make sure she gets on and does the thing. Right, so I mean, it was great. So she's 7, like, this is great. But it was great because she totally, like, got in that single rider line, like, made it happen, and got to the very front of the thing. It was about 6 or 7 trains went by on California Screamin', and she was on the front row of the 8th one and was so mouth open, smile, like so excited. Goes on the ride, she gets out, we look at her picture, great. The other really fun thing about that was we went to that little wild adventure area, the outback outpost.
Yes.
I'm not even sure because we never go there. I never go there usually.
It's like the up.
It's the up area.
Like, yeah.
The little boy and up.
Yeah.
You
get the badges adventure.
Yeah.
It's back there by the hotel.
Hotel and the water ride. And anyways, this girl was hilarious. Like, just had this whole other backstory about.
Have you been back there? It's awesome.
Yes. This is the thing.
It is really good. I highly suggest it.
It's great.
It's a great little area.
There's only one or two things that are limited to people who are little. Like, if you are an adult, you can't go on the little tire swing.
Right, right, right.
And you also can't do the climbing. There's a little climbing area.
Right, but there's a lot of, like, rope.
So fun.
Things that you can do as an adult that are kind of tricky. I mean, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And then I was like, oh, wait. Oh.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like a little play
and
area.
A little challenging.
A little challenging.
Challenging.
It works well with the theming of the area.
Perfect.
It works well with the wilderness thing.
Yes, Grizzly Peak.
Grizzly Peak. And it has fun things to do. And it's a great time taker. Like a good,
yes.
Like, let's hang out. And here's the deal. It is a great place for parents to sit in the shade with a nearby water fountain while their kids go and get some energy going.
Yeah.
Like, that is the real recommendation. I was like, oh, there was a guy who was like sleeping, like just sort of like
taking a nap.
I mean, he was with his other friends, but he was sleeping, and it was all parents sitting along the side, and all the kids were just sort of running
rambling.
Around.
That is so fun.
Yeah, it was great. And there's enough wilderness folk and cast members back there that your child is actually being watched.
Yeah, taken care
of. Like, there was somebody standing at the slide area, somebody standing at each of the levels. Like,
they're
going to be fine. But definitely recommend it. If you have a child or somebody who's old enough to kind of run around on their own and you're looking for a break, you go to that wilderness area and you take a seat. Because it's great.
I love it.
And then the day ended with both the parade. We went back to Disneyland. It ended with the parade and the Paint the Night Parade and the fireworks. And it was fantastic. We sort of watched the parade, new location spot, right next to the Matterhorn, actually, near the bathrooms that are behind Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
And there is a lot. Yeah. It just was great. That was a great little perfect parade spot. As soon as the parade passed, we got as far as we could possibly go, which brought us right next to the castle. So it was kind of like perfect.
Oh.
They've got it all figured out. You follow the parade and they stop you at some point, so you can't get as far as you think you can get. But it was perfect view of the side of the castle and the fireworks. And as we've just discussed on previous episodes, there are a couple trees and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
it's fantastic. Fantastic. And as soon as Miss Ashley Brown sang her Kiss song, I hugged them and left. And it took about 50 minutes from where I was to get to the parking lot. That's all I'm going to say. It's a little crazy. So you might want to, other little tip, you might want to hang out and wait a little bit.
Yeah, everyone wants to get out because they've been there all day, but really you should plan to hang around for another 45 minutes. Even if you're sitting on a bench looking, people watching, it's just going to be easier to get out of the parking lot, out of the park, onto the tram, into your car, all that, if you just wait for a little bit.
There are people who are waiting for that 11 o'clock parade immediately following the 9:45 fireworks or 9:30 fireworks.
Yes.
So it is a combination of people looking for spots for their parade, for the 11 o'clock parade, and people leaving. So you just got to go with the flow. Or
Disney's so good at crowd management, but it also does seem a little like, ooh, it's a lot of things happening in the same spot.
Yeah.
Areas at the same time. But anyway.
Anyways,
but it was a magical day.
Magical day.
How fun.
It was so much fun. Everyone should Disney bound. Everyone should go with a 7-year-old at some point.
Yeah.
And say yes to everything. Yeah. Say yes to everything. Sure, let's do it.
It's also like when you, you know, when you give magic, you get magic. I've always felt that.
Yeah.
And when we've gone, we've tried to. You know, we had those stickers. We went and like gave people stickers one time. It's just like you just have to spread a little magic.
It is just so fun. It is just so fun. And there is no jadedness or like what I kind of found going with her and with Shannon is that people were even more willing to like give, i.e. that man who was insisted on taking these pictures and the woman who slowed down for the pictures, or like, it just felt like everyone was like, hi, like, and you're dressed up, like, yes, you can have whatever you want. Cause she kept saying like, oh, I'd love to sit in the front row if that's okay. And like, it was just,
they made it happen.
Oh my gosh. Every single time they like move people out of the way, let this little girl go up in front. And it was like, I'm with her. Like, we're in the front. I don't know how this is happening.
That is so fun. Where did you eat lunch? Did you have, like, corn dogs from the Little Red Wagon?
So we went to the Hungry Bear restaurant for lunch.
Oh, Hungry Bear. You said that.
Which is great. I had a...
And what did you have? Yeah.
I had a fried green tomato sandwich with this amazing coleslaw. A French fries, but you could switch for sweet potato fries. This is why I thought of you, because
you know I love a sweet potato fry.
And it was so fantastic, tons of seating, and I just was like, I can't believe we never come up here, because this is like actually a great place to eat, like middle priced. You know, it's
quick service. You walk up.
Quick service, walk up. It's okay. Like you walk and you order from her the cash register, and then you go to the back and pick up your meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was fantastic. It was so good. And for dinner, we went to the Mexican restaurant in Disneyland.
I love that restaurant. It's so good.
Rancho. I never know the name of it, but it's just something. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So good. And we had, it was great. I usually get the carne asada there, but yesterday I tried the chicken. It was like chicken, basically a half a chicken that's like lemon roasted or something. And it was fantastic. It was really good.
That carne asada is real good there.
Carne asada is real good.
That's real good.
And I would say just one little tip about that place. Be wary of the birds. There are birds that fly, that there's a couple beautiful bushes and trees, and they all kind of live in these things. And they are all over the place. And
And they are used to people.
Used to people. They don't care. So they're going to come for your food. They're going to poop on you. That did not happen. But they're going to, like, you just got to be careful. But what they do have there is options of sitting underneath kind of like a covering.
Yeah, that outdoor seating area is nice.
It's fantastic. Right, it's really fantastic. Nice.
And it's also, we saw the cats one time.
Mm.
One of the feral cats.
Yeah, there is.
That are there.
Apparently, there are a bunch of cats that live there because they actually take care of the mice problem.
Right.
There's some sort of mice problem. But we did, in fact, see them when we went mouse problem at Disneyland. When we went to the party for annual pass holders,
we saw the cats.
We saw the cats.
And I'm sure they all have names, I guess. I've seen like people on Instagram take pictures of them and say, oh, you know, here's Freddy or whatever. But I don't know what cat that was, but it was cute. This was great. I love hearing about your trip. If you have questions,
email us at mainstreetandbeyond@gmail.com. We'd love to answer your questions.
Yeah.
We just love doing this so much. So it's really just, it's amazing how many people have liked
and followed.
Check out
our Facebook.
Check out our Facebook. Like it, please, if that is possible.
Main Street and Beyond. We're coming to iTunes soon. So make sure to check us out there and leave a comment. It would be great. And Instagram. We're on Instagram, Main Street and Beyond.
And you know what? Go back. Go back in those pictures and like some of them. Because, you know, we threw a bunch of pictures up. And, you know, go back and look at them. We really don't mind that you go back and like them.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's so fun for both of us to experience.
This has been great. I'm so glad we recorded this. We will see you soon, okay? Maybe we'll see you in the park, guys.
enjoy the magic.
Bye.
Bye.